Welcome to The Shoreline, brought to you by Shores and Islands Ohio, the Midwest's hottest vacation destination. I'm Jill Bauer. I'm the PR manager for Shores and Islands Ohio, and joining me as always is co-host Dayton Barnett, our social media manager here at Shores and Islands. Hi, Dayton.
Hello.
Beautiful sunny day again. Yes, maybe?
Yes. Sometimes. We'd love to see it.
Dayton and I are here every week to give you guys the inside scoop on what's happening in our island and coastal communities, the events and attractions we think you'll want to know more about, and hopefully come and visit us. And speaking of beautiful sunny days, Dayton's been out a lot lately gathering content for our social media channels, where, of course, you should be following along. You should be watching all of Dayton's fun videos and engaging with us. So what have you been up to recently, Dayton?
I mean, it's spring. It is one step closer to summer.
Yes.
Getting back out on the lake. So I've just been outside and catching all of the little pieces of warm days that we're getting and getting teased with.
Yes.
And I've just been outside all the time, you know, just getting lots of pictures and just getting content at some of the water parks and just being out, whatever anything I can do just to get outside.
Exactly. To get out of the office and enjoy the warm, sunny days. Like, it's been very sporadic. It is Ohio. I mean, we're going to be honest about it. Some days it's rainy and cold too. So it's what we're used to, but we are taking full advantage of those spring days while we can, and we are fully in spring mode here right now. We're getting really excited about the weather getting nicer. We've had some really good days. We're past, at this point, of airing the first official day of spring. I think it was last week. Next week, a local nature attraction is going to officially open for the season as well, which brings us to our guest for today. Joining us to tell us all about this cool local attraction is Veronica Sheets. She's from the Shedell Arboretum and Gardens, located in Elmore, which is over in western Ottawa County, so kind of the far western side of the Shores and Islands region. Shedell Arboretum and Gardens is a 17-acre hidden treasure with unparalleled beauty and tranquility. It features a Japanese garden, a kitchen garden with many varieties of ornamental hot peppers, a world-class bonsai collection, water gardens, perennial gardens, and dozens of flower gardens featuring nearly 10,000 annuals. Shedell is now also the permanent home of the Blair Museum of Lithophanes, which is on display in the Manor House. And joining us is Veronica Sheets. She is the event and development coordinator with Shedell Arboretum and Gardens and has been in that role for more than 20 years. She says it's been both fun and challenging to work at getting more people to come visit the gardens every year. And hopefully, while you're listening to us today, you'll be inspired to visit the gardens as well. So welcome, Veronica. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Jill.
Of course. So if you could just give us a general overview about Shedell, a little bit about its history and what makes it the Arboretum and the gardens so special.
Sure. Happy to do that. Jill and Marie Shedell started the gardens here back in the 1930s. And while they lived here, they really focused on their Orient travels and trying to bring that back to their home here in Elmore. They introduced the Japanese gardens with the 30-foot waterfall. Jill also was very passionate about trees, unique trees, and flora, and they also had a great passion for animals. Never having children, that they kind of became their children, per se. They had lots of unique birds, emus, peacocks, swans. Joe was very into waterfowl. He actually used to take in injured or harmed endangered ducks and see them back to help. So they had a lot of unique traits that they brought to the table. As they got older, they realized what a treasure they had created here in this little 17 acres in Elmore. So they decided to start the Shedell Legacy. We took over as a private nonprofit in 1991 and opened the gates to the public for the very first time.
So this was literally their home. Like, they had built all of these gardens as their, you know, own personal oasis, and then, you know, have left that legacy as a gift to the community.
That is correct. You know, we've kind of embellished on what they started. They didn't have a lot of the annual beds at that time. That's something we've added to entice people to come back every year and see what different combinations we come up with to create the beautiful beds that you see now.
Well, that's perfect leading into, you know, opening day is coming up April 2nd this year.
That's correct.
What can visitors expect to see bloom at that time?
Well, it depends how warm it stays, how sunny it is, but I'm going to say that we have over 3,000 daffodils that should be in bloom. Those are beautiful. We have 13 different varieties of magnolia trees. All of the flowering trees, crab apples and dogwood, should be blooming. And we've really tried to embellish on what Joe and Marie started in that emphasis too with the trees. So we have something blooming all the time.
That's awesome. And art comes, you know, in many forms. And we hear that, you know, you guys have art displayed throughout the gardens and in the Walkham Center. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. We now have over 25 outdoor sculptures. Some of them are bronze, marble, ceramic pieces, just all kinds of different styles and shapes and different things to see. We even have one made of a pink Portuguese marble called Flamenco Dancers by Manny Enriquez. Indoors at the Brown Welcome Center in the McAleer Gallery, we have Jennifer Souter on exhibit. She is an acrylic and watercolor artist from Fostoria, Ohio, and has won many awards. I couldn't even start to rattle them off. She's going to be on exhibit through June 15th. We're having a Meet the Artist reception for her April 7th from 2 to 4. It's open to the public. Please come. We're going to have wine and some cheese and little nibbles for everyone to enjoy too.
So speaking of the art, you also have the Blair Museum of Lithophanes. Can you tell us, first of all, a little bit about what those are? And then also, I heard that there are some new collections there this year.
You heard right, Jill. actually, every year we try to rotate the exhibit. I'll start off first telling you what a lithophane is. And don't feel bad, I didn't know what they were until they came here either.
No, it was a new word for me when you guys first got it. I was like, wait a minute. I do know now, but I'll let you explain it.
All right, I'll do my best. So this is art from the 1800s. So these people were working under candlelight to etch art into wax. It actually was beeswax that was etched in, and they formed a mold, and then they fired it. It's actually backlit with light, so you can see the 3D dimensions of the art, and you'll see a little bit of everything. There's stained glass pieces, there are pieces for lamps, there are different designs we have on exhibit in the gift shop, actually for sale in the gift shop. Little night lights made out of lithophanes that have some really neat 3D dimensions, sunsets, swans, different things you might see here at the garden that you can take home as a collectible.
Isn't this like the only museum of lithophanes in the general area?
I will say in the general area, yes, and this is where I might not be as savvy with the history of this. I know that Laurel Blair collected the world's largest collection of lithophanes. Okay. He traveled 63 countries to acquire this collection, and it was something he really treasured. He used to give personal house tours over in East Toledo at his home, showing off the exhibit, and it got to be a little bit much for there, so it went to Toledo Botanical Gardens. They decided to repurpose the space. We were very happy recipients of this. We have seen foot traffic from all over the world come to Shadell Gardens that probably never would have before. So we feel very blessed and grateful to have this exhibit and feel it adds immensely to our treasure here we already had going.
And those are all on display in the Manor House. So that would have been the original home.
That is correct.
So what's the new collection that's coming this year?
Well, the art curator, Julia LeBay, actually puts together some really great collections. Last year, we themed For the Birds in lieu of the migration of the birds that happens and is a big deal over here in Northwest Ohio. Yes. This year, being an electoral year, we have decided on the theme is Rulers of the Past. And that'll just be one exhibit. But she always puts together a cute collection. There's tea warmers, there's beer steins, there's all kinds of unique things that you wouldn't think to see this kind of art made out of. So everything changes every year. His collection had over 25,000 pieces in it.
So you can't possibly have them all out at once.
No, and we don't want to, not to disrespect Toledo Botanical Gardens, you do the best with what you have, but I really feel that you can appreciate the art more because it is in a unique collection. It's not as overwhelming, and it seems more impressionable when you see it in this special exhibit.
That is so special, and it really just adds to the environment. You guys hold a lot of events there, honestly, of many different natures. I think you guys have a lot of events coming up, such as like the Easter egg hunt, Mother's Day, bridal shows. Can you tell us about some of those events that are coming up?
We're really looking forward to this year's Easter egg hunt. It is Saturday, March 30th. Easter is really early, so yeah, we're praying for some good weather. The event starts at 11 o'clock. We have two different egg hunt times. We have three different age categories. We have all kinds of kids' activities and things for the family. It's just a real impressionable event, I think, for the kids and for us here at the gardens. We enjoy seeing all the kids. We have a food truck, live music, face painting, cookie decorating, just to name a few.
A lot going on there.
The whole works.
Yeah. Last year we had over 1,100 people attend. Now that was in April, I will remind, and it was one of those picture-perfect days, which I hope we get this year too.
Fingers crossed.
Yep, rain or shine, man, we're having it. It's going to happen.
Now, you've also got you got Mother's Day and a bridal show coming up?
Yeah, we're hosting a bridal show here at the Gardens on April 13th. It's Taste of Chadelle with a lot of very professional vendors that I rely on all the time. Just do a great job, from DJ to catering to florist, tent rentals, and everything you would need for your wedding. You can meet these people here. It's not just for weddings either. It's for any kind of gathering you're going to have, bridal shower, class reunion, just a good way to meet some preferred professionals.
Well, speaking of the bridal show, your facility, Chadelle Arboretum and Gardens, is also a great place to host a wedding and to have some of these, you know, fun private events. Tell us a little bit about what you can host there, what the capabilities are, what the spaces are that are available to have your wedding.
Absolutely. Of course, being a 17-acre garden estate, having an outdoor ceremony under the willows is probably one of the most sought-after things. So we host ceremonies. We have tented receptions. We have indoor facilities for smaller, more intimate wedding receptions. The space can also be used for bridal showers, baby showers, work retreats, class reunions. We see a little bit of everything. State-of-the-art audiovisual equipment. If you want to run a PowerPoint or slideshow or just play some soft music behind, is definitely welcomed.
Like, how big of a group can you handle for a wedding?
For a wedding, 300 would be my max. I'd say 150 is my typical size, but we can definitely entertain 300.
That's a pretty big wedding.
That's a pretty big wedding. That's a lot of friends and family.
Yeah, I don't want to gloss over Mother's Day. We mentioned it a little bit, but going back to that particular event, what do you have planned for that day? As a mom, I got to know.
Yeah, it's important to know this as a mom. First of all, May 12th is Mother's Day, and this year we're changing it a little bit. We're opening at 11 a.m. We are going to have free admission for all moms. We have mimosas for sale. We're going to have a food truck this year. That's our new thing. Opening at 11 is a new thing. And then just a great place to come enjoy your mom and make a nice memory. Also on Mother's Day, you will get a free gift from Bench's Greenhouse here in Elmore. It has a little treat for you guys, too, to pick up for all moms. Actually, the first 100 moms.
That's really nice. So is there anything else that's new at Chadelle this year?
We recently added a memorial garden. It was inspired by a very devoted and dear friend to the gardens, Elaine Mylander. She put in a lot of man hours for us, both with Master Gardening guided tours, labeling the trees. She did a lot for us. So that kind of started the idea of the Memory Garden. And it's also a place where others can reflect and honor someone that they have lost in their life. We have brick pavers, plaques on rocks, and also benches that can be purchased in memory of someone.
Well, that's really nice.
It's a nice area. We've got it in a beautiful, serene place where people can just, you know, enjoy and remember. We've added a lot of new trees and shrubs and plantings over there, too.
As we're teasing everybody with all these events, I'm sure everybody's wondering, how much is admission to, you know, many of these events? And what are your general, like, operational hours?
Sure. A lot of our events are no charge. The Easter Egg is kind of our big community event. We are collecting canned goods for the Elmore Food Bank in lieu of admission. However, donations for it are definitely welcomed. So that one's free. The Mother's Day moms are free, but the rest would pay admission. Admission fees are $12 for adults, $11 for seniors, and we have kid prices that break down $6 and under.
What about your hours in general, or what's your lake season?
April through October, so opening day is April 2nd. We are closed all Mondays, Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4, Thursdays, 10 to 8, and Sundays are noon to 4.
With a lot of the events, like, being, since you just said, like, a lot of them are free, which we love to hear, like, do you think that plays, like, a major role in, like, your attendance? Like, I know you mentioned, like, one of the earlier events you said had, like, 1,000, you know, people show up, which is awesome.
People love free, that's for sure. I'm sure you guys are aware of that formula. People come to many of our events. We also do summer science camp, and that has had a great response.
That's awesome. Yeah. Where can people go to find all this information as they're going through the season and they're, you know, they're going to be looking for this type of information for these events just on hand?
Absolutely. Just go to our website, which is Shedel, Shedel-gardens.org. And if you go to the calendar tab, that will list all of the events and workshops that are coming up. There's also definition on hours and admission, too.
You know, you mentioned your general admission prices, and then some of your special events have different prices. Local people know this, but I am on a lot of our local radio stations every week telling people about fun things to do, events in the area. And I know one of the things that I always recommend is if you're buying tickets to an event, that includes admission to the gardens. So make sure
that you
get there early, or, you know, plan to stay an hour or so afterwards and really take advantage of that and enjoy, you know, just the beautiful surroundings there.
That is correct. All of our workshops do include entrance to the gardens, admission free. And yeah, please come early and enjoy, or stick around a little bit after.
What about groups visiting the garden? Can you accommodate bus tours and garden groups and things like that?
Funny you should mention that. I've been speaking with a lot of bus groups this week even. Yes, we welcome group tours. We can accommodate buses. We can accommodate garden clubs. We can offer lunch for groups over 25. We have beer and wine offerings on a daily basis. And new to us again this year is Toff's ice cream.
Very cool. Are the drinks and or food allowed out in the gardens, or just there in like the cafe area?
You are welcome to be respectfully careful and take them outdoors.
Nice. So you can walk through the garden with a glass of wine or an ice cream cone?
You sure can. And I even have people ask when the bar opens, and I say, we don't judge here. So whenever you want.
Morning mimosas.
There you go.
I love it. That sounds just absolutely delightful to walk through and have a beverage. Or again, if you're taking the kids or something like that, they'll really enjoy having an ice cream cone while mom and dad enjoy, you know, the flowers and the gardens and all of the art and all of that. Is there anything else that you want to make sure that we talk about or mention?
Well, I wanted to also repeat that we are open late on Thursdays till 8 o'clock, and that's probably one of the days we see the most foot traffic. I think, you know, working people, it's challenging to get out here by 4 o'clock. So we've added that the last couple of years and really seen a lot of foot traffic. A lot of senior pictures or photographs with family are done then, which we welcome.
It's really nice. Anything else?
Kids scavenger hunts are something they really enjoy here. You don't need reservations. We have the sheets daily. Just when you check in, we'll ask, there's a group of kids if they'd like to do a scavenger hunt. We have a little prize we give them afterwards that they seem to enjoy.
Oh, that's very cool. Again, another way to keep the kids engaged when you bring the whole family over to enjoy the gardens. So.
Right. It does seem to engage them and get them looking in more nooks and crannies. And yeah, it's fun to watch.
Dayton, did you have any other questions?
Questions? No, but I will say we actually have walked through once. I don't know if you were there, Jill. I can't remember the event it was, but yeah, we were there, and we had, like, because there was like Shores and Islands Cups, I remember, in it, and they had like wine there, and I got to walk through a little bit. It drizzled a little bit during the event, but I still walked through the place, and I mean, it was amazing. I saw some interesting animals as well while I was there, while I was like by one of the ponds.
I was going to ask about that, too, because you mentioned that the Shadells had a love for animals. Are there still a lot of waterfowl or birds or other animals around there?
Well, I'll be honest with you. We tried a few of the things that Joe and Marie had here, the emus and the peacocks, and they're a little more disruptive than we enjoyed. So we do have two swans that we enjoy here, and we have two Muscovy ducks. They are named Boris and Natasha. And we've gotten to be good friends.
Oh, that's fun.
There's koi fish and some big carp. Other than that, though, we're squirrels, you know, the usuals.
Yeah. You also mentioned, you know, when we were talking about the Lithophanes, this area being a major thoroughfare for migratory birds. Do you find a lot of interesting bird species there, or people coming out there to look for birds?
We sure do. Yes, and we have a nice inventory of birds here that we can share, that we have noted over the years and had friends help us collect a list. So if anybody's interested in that. But yes, we see them all, and we see eagles almost daily because they have nests on the Portage River. Love to fly over the gardens and give us a little thrill. I've seen the green hornets here. We have lots of kingfishers. Of course, cardinals, robins, blue jays, the usuals, too.
Well, you mentioned the Portage River. It's a great opportunity to ask you, kind of describe your location and how people can find you.
We are literally nestled right on the Portage River off of Portage River South Road between 51 and Route 20, of course, closer to 51. This 17 acres has lakes in it. I didn't mention the themed beds that we have: rose garden, dahlia beds, lily gardens. We have two perennial beds, and the Japanese garden is just gorgeous with the maple trees and beautiful structure form that they have with the Japanese gardens.
I will say the entire facility is absolutely gorgeous. I've been there several times, and just knowing that you can grab a drink and grab some ice cream for the kids, that kind of stuff to enjoy. And also, again, recommend that people, if they're coming out for an event, to come early and stay late and take advantage of that beautiful walk. If you would, Veronica, one more time with your website.
Shadell-gardens.org.
Is there anything else that you want to make sure that we talk about or mention?
The only other thing I was going to mention, Jill and Dayton, would be that a lot of time people ask when the peak time is to visit. I always think mid-June through August is gorgeous out here. There are things that aren't in bloom in May when you visit that will be in bloom at those times. Tropicals would be a key thing that you'll see here. But every month has a treasure, something unique about it that you can enjoy. I should also mention we have memberships here. If you want to be a repeat visitor, we invite you to come every month. We have individual memberships, family memberships, two adult memberships, grandparent memberships. We can fit about any scenario needed.
That would also make a great gift.
Yes, for Mother's Day.
Special thanks to Veronica Sheets from Shadell Arboretum and Gardens for joining us today. And thank you for listening to the podcast. If you enjoyed it, please be sure to like and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss a minute of the action here in Shores and Islands, Ohio. You can find more information on us, including past episodes of The Shoreline, online at shoresandislands.com. You can also find links to Shadell Arboretum and Gardens there for more information. Thank you again for joining us today, and we'll see you next time on The Shoreline.